You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Colt Molesky. We're bringing you a Locked On Wolves podcast, and it is a special day because today, Minnesota Timberwolves have a new president of basketball operations. Henderson Rosas is coming over from the Rockets. He was the vice president of basketball operations over there. He's going to be the Timberwolves. He's reported to be the Timberwolves basketball of operations. It's been confirmed from several sources inside the organization. You can see it on The Athletic, the Pioneer Press, Star Tribune. All of those places have this information out there. So it's been widely publicized. It's out there. It is in the mainstream media. And I'm here to talk about it. I'm excited for this move. I'm really excited for this move. I liked it a lot. I mean, they started out, first of all, cool little thing. First Latino president of basketball operations in the NBA, so that's kind of cool. Good for him. Congratulations on that move. But also, I'm excited because the Timberwolves, they start out with this big list of 30 names for this position, right? And they were able to whittle it down. They had a few. I mean, if you've been paying attention to this race at all, they were able to whittle it down to a few. Rosas, Chauncey Billups, Calvin Booth, Michael Wigner, who he actually last week he's the Clippers general manager, and he actually pulled out of consideration the other week prior to the interview process. So. But they had this big list. They whittled it down. Nothing against Chauncey Billups. I really didn't want to be somebody who has been on TV for the last few years or a former player who didn't have a ton of experience in a front office. I didn't want it to be somebody who automatically was in consideration because they had gone through some part of the Minnesota sports system or the Timberwolves organization. I didn't want it to be any one of those situations. I really liked Michael Wigner for the Clippers. I really liked Rosas. I liked both of those because they're part of organizations that have done really well in free agency and done really well over summers building rosters around a couple of guys. And so you look at the Clippers, and you see they have all these role players and all these pieces that they fit together. And I know it goes in more than just, like, coaching is a big factor and all of that. And the guys that you bring in, it doesn't always pan out. Sometimes there's a little luck involved. But you look at the Clippers, and you look at the Rockets, and the Rockets, they have their mainstay in James Harden, their superstar. And they're building these pieces and these role players around him, and they're bringing these different guys and these different skill sets that fit in around him. And then you've gotten the Clippers, where they had Blake Griffin is the guy they were looking at, and then they trade Blake Griffin. Now they have all these role players that fit in perfectly together to make a good enough team to get to the playoffs. And so if you're looking at these two guys, they're part of systems that really know how to find players not only that are contributors but contribute well to the system you're building. And so if you're looking at the Timberwolves, they have a guy in Karl Anthony Towns who's really, really good, an exceptional talent. And they've struggled finding the pieces that fit in well around him. And I think they've done a little bit better of a job in, like, the last draft getting guys like Josh Okogie, Keita Bates-Jop. They've done a better job at fitting in pieces around him. But they still aren't there yet, especially with things like free agency, especially if you're looking at how they operate over a summer. They're not the best at really fine-tuning this team building as far as a front office goes. And I think that stuff gets better. Like, Saunders has done a good job in the locker room over a half a season, just getting the locker room to a better space and getting the guys in a better mentality as a team. But now, as far as team building what the franchise, what the front office side of that looks like, the Timberwolves are not there yet. And I think a guy, Rosas, can really help build a team around Towns. And so I really love this move because I think that as far as the future, he's going to know what steps need to come next, what steps need to lay the groundwork here to get this team not only to find more success, but to get this team to the playoffs. Because when you have a player, I don't think this is a stretch, when you have a player like Towns, you should be expecting this team to find guys to put around him to get this roster playoff ready. That's not a big leap. And we talked with Seth Topol of The Scoop, was on the show a couple weeks ago, and we talked with him about how you have the two options, right? You can either really put together your front office and really be aggressive this summer and try and get guys to build off of what we have, and what the team has, and go forward and try and make the playoffs, or you blow it up and you say, we're really going to try and go for draft picks. We're really going to stock up on young guys, double down on young talent. We have Towns for 5 years. Let's double down on young talent. Let's be okay selling a year or two now to get 3 really good years in the future because of all this young talent that we're developing. And while even with a guy, like, now you have your president in, I'm really confident this, like, Rosas can attack the summer and find guys, I'm still not sure what the best move is. I'm still stuck in this, in between both of these, because the thing is that now you, I don't want to sell in the regular season. You want to win these games. I understand the strategy behind losing and taking. I still don't like it, even though I understand the strategy. And I still say you want to win games, and even if you don't think you can win the championship, you should play to get to the playoffs, right? You should play to get to the playoffs, even if you think the Warriors or the Rockets are going to still be the top-tier teams that you can't break through, that you can't break through that ceiling. And really, even if you're looking at, like, the Trailblazers or something, the Timberwolves probably aren't breaking through that ceiling either. But even if that's the case, you should still want to get to the playoffs. That said, 2 years from now, you can always start to see the creases on the Golden State Warriors. And I'm not saying because they lost a couple games to the Clippers. It's more that this summer, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, maybe they're gone. And you have Klay and Curry. 2 years from now, who knows what's going to be going on with Curry's ankles. I mean, he's been healthy. He's been pretty healthy, but he's always kind of banged up and tweaked throughout a season. And he started out his career with really bad ankle stuff and really bad lower body stuff, and had a playoff series kind of go because of a knee injury. And so who knows what's happening with his health in 2 years? Who knows what that team even looks like a year from now? Who even knows what that team looks like 5 months from now? And so I don't know if it'd be the worst thing to say, you know what? We're going for the really long game. We're going to get a ton of young picks. We're going to really adapt our game to this spread offense. We're really going to get a ton of stretchy dudes. We're going to get rid of some of these bad contracts. We're going to be okay with getting draft picks. And a lot of people are going to hound us because they're going to say we're not getting enough back for some of these trades. But we're going to be okay with draft picks, and we're okay with youth and development for the next year, for the next year and a half, 2 years even. And then we're going to come out firing because we're going to have these young guys who have a lot of reps, a lot of in-game NBA real reps, and we're going to come out firing, and we're going to look really good, and we're going to be playoff ready in 2 years. And that still doesn't seem that bad to me, because at that point, what are you looking at? You're looking at San Antonio, you're looking at an older San Antonio. I mean, I guess they've got the young guys to revamp, but you're looking at an old Thunder team, you're looking at a two-year older Blazers team. The Kings are going to be good, but they're going to be a team filled with youth too. That'll be kind of a team right there with the Timberwolves as far as kind of levels and what you're looking at as far as competition. They'll be right there together. I mean, what, the Lakers going to grab somebody and maybe be a pesky team in the first round of a playoff series? I don't know. The Pelicans, maybe they get some young guys. Maybe they're a fringe playoff team. Davis is gone, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying that I think the NBA is going to be the playoff. The Western Conference playoffs are going to be a very different place 2 years from now. And it would be really cool to see the Timberwolves really reload and really invest heavily in that future. That said, it is fun to make the playoffs. It would be cool to see them in the playoffs. Let's take a quick break here, and let's talk about what I think the game plan with this new president is going to look like. And I'm just going to be speculating just based on what the Rockets look like, but let's try and guesstimate what this game plan is going to be like. First, some sponsors. Hey, Colton Molesky again, and I want to talk to you quick about ZipRecruiter. That's right, ZipRecruiter. Now, it's not easy to find people who are the right fit for your job. It's not easy to find people who are going to fit in with your staff, going to fit in with your qualifications. There's so many people out there applying to all these jobs. How do you work through all that paperwork? ZipRecruiter is how. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. Over 100 of the web's leading job boards for you. You don't have to do that. You just load the opening. ZipRecruiter does all the work for you. And they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. So already they're weeding out a bunch of the chaff, getting right to that wheat. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of the employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So you put it out there, within 24 hours, you're getting a top candidate. You're getting a couple top applicants. You can't put a number on how valuable this is. That's awesome that they're going to do all the work. They're going to go through all these job sites, weed through all these resumes, and get you the top candidates within 24 hours. That's awesome. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So if we're looking at the Timberwolves now with this new president, the first thing that I see him doing is trying to work out a way. They're going to have a little cap space. There's going to be some wiggle room, right, because we have a bunch of veteran contracts that were one-year deals from last summer. So there's going to be a little money in the bank. There's going to be a little bit that you can spend. So right off the bat, I think he's going to go out and try and find a really stretchy three. Maybe this sounds cliche, but they had kind of Daniel. Something like that. D-House Jr. On the fringe of this roster, brought back in, really played well. The final month of the season was a really great bench piece for them. I think that they find a guy kind of like that that'd be perfect for the Timberwolves. Somebody helps with perimeter defense, somebody who helps with three-point shooting, somebody who can play off-ball and almost entirely. Somebody who's not going to muddy up the paint for Towns. Because really that's the thing too, right? Is you want a bunch of long guys who are going to help on the perimeter. You want guys who are going to shoot the three, but can also do a couple other things. But most importantly, you need guys who aren't going to float around. If they're hanging out, they're doing a lot of their work on the perimeter offensively, right? They're setting screens. They're running around. They're in that 18 to 25-foot range. You don't want guys who are going to consistently bring the game down into the paint. And so that's what the Rockets do well, right? And it's not going to be the same because so much is run through Harden, and then Capella sets screens high, takes advantage of the space created by Harden's offense at the top, and in his movement to the basket is through a lot of space because of Harden. The difference is that Towns, you can get that space too, because Towns' three-point shooting is so dangerous, and he is such a good three-point shooter and is able to pick those spots that defenses have to respect that and come out. So if you can have guys cut through the paint or cut to the basket. What you don't want is guys who dwell in the paint area, because Towns playing up on the three-point line, Towns playing at the top of the key, is crucial. You want offense and the defense, you want all of that to kind of draw up to that three-point line, so that off of screens, off of maybe a dribble move, him going left, right into the basket, he's going into space. You don't want him going into more traffic. And so that's why guys like a House, guys like a Josh Okogie, guys like a Kita Bates-Jop, those guys are really good because they're going to move to the basket, but they're not going to sit at the basket. They're going to cut along the baseline, but then they're going to keep on going to the other corner, and then they're going to be looking for the three-point shot. You want guys who are moving around, and if they're moving to the basket, they're moving right back out to the perimeter, and they're giving Towns that look, because either you're running the offense through Towns, or you have Towns down in the paint, you have Towns in the post, and you have him looking for the ball, and you want to force a lot of one-on-one matchups with him down there. And if they're not one-on-one matchups, that means the shooter outside is open. There's so many times where the Timberwolves were running lineups where it's Towns and Taj. And Taj did a good job adjusting his game a little bit. You saw him take some of those corner threes throughout the last couple of years. But the problem is Towns really makes his – or Taj, excuse me, really makes his money down low. Same with a guy like Gorgie. So when you're running big guys that didn't have a big roster of guys where you were really confident or you really wanted to play them a lot of minutes and they were going to play outside like that. You want guys like Josh Okogie, like Danielle House, like Kita Bates-Jop. You want guys, I don't know, like a Kent Bazemore, just pulling names off the top of my head now. You want guys like a Jaylen Brown. You want guys like a Gordon Hayward. You want dudes who are going to make maximum space for Towns. And again, I'm not saying that you just bring in a three-point shooter and you just want him to pop off 8 threes a game and that's it. That's all he does. Moving to the basket is fine. The problem is the Timberwolves have a lot of guys who dwell around the paint, dwell around the rim, and that's not good. Now, if you're taking a few more three-point shots, those are longer rebounds. Plus, Towns is such a good rebounder. If he's the only one in the paint, I would take him over 3 of most NBA players to still get pulled down the rebound. But that's the thing, is that there needs to be so much more space utilized just for Towns' offense underneath the basket. And I think that this new president is going to do a really good job of seeing that stuff and bringing in those type of guys. And bringing in those type of guys that can play a little bit bigger minutes. Because you bring in a guy like Anthony Tolliver, yeah, he can shoot some threes. Yeah, maybe he's helping you space out the ball a little better. But you only want to see him out there, like, what, 8 minutes a game? 9 minutes a game, maybe? He didn't even play that much. You have a guy like Dario Saric. Dario Saric is a really good piece for this. Robert Covington is a really good piece for this. They have some of those pieces. They have some of those guys. Now they need to expand on that. They need more of those dudes. And that's going to involve not bringing back some dudes. That's going to involve trying to trade some guys. Gorgie's a guy that probably needs to get traded. I mean, Wiggins is a guy that probably should try to get traded. The key here is you got to be smart about your moves, right? We've talked about this before. You don't want to make the big second mistake to get rid of the big first mistake. That's crucial. You can't do that. You can't be that team that gets drawn into the double mistake, the double negative. That doesn't help at all. You'd rather be saddled with the contract for an extra year than do the double mistake. But that's the thing, is that you're going to have to take a really hard look, and look at how you're utilizing this offense to create maximum space to elevate Towns' game, and then what guys can you bring in that will really operate well in that leftover space, in that leftover area. And there's guys out there. There are guys out there that can help with that. You just got to find them, and you got to be smart about it. And it's going to be tough because the cap is going to be tight. And if you don't move some running around, if you don't move some pieces around, it's going to stay tight. And you're only going to have the availability for maybe one or two moves. And you're going to really have to knock it out of the park with the draft and get some of those role players that can help right away. But they also have some really great pieces. Like I said, Robert Covington, perfect player for this situation. Josh Okogie, I really like him in this spot. I think Kitabe's job, I'm excited to see him play more. I think he would really fit in with this system too. I'm excited to see him play more next year. And so they have pieces. They just need to get a few more. Add some depth. Really knock it out of the park. We also have a point guard discussion to talk about for what this offseason looks like. And we're going to start getting into some draft picks, potentials. But that's coming up. We'll talk about point guards at another podcast. Right now, Timberwolves look like they have made a pretty solid decision for president of basketball operations. And I'm excited about it. And you should be too. Thank you for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.